So one of the most common challenges that new business owners and newly self-employed clients face is understanding what money in their business is theirs, what money is like their personal money that they can take out and spend as a salary, what money is their businesses, so what money needs to stay in the business to cover business expenses, and most importantly, how much of that money in their business account is the tax man's. And what ends up happening is that business owners think that all the money in their account is theirs to spend. And they don't save enough money for tax or for the tax man. And then when it comes to lodge their tax return at the end of the financial year, they end up with a large tax bill and it puts them on the back step from their first year in business and they're forever playing catch up.
Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Ross Murray. This episode of More Than Money is brought to you by More Time Financial, a financial planning company who are on a mission to help young Australians make smarter decisions with money by providing real-life financial advice, coaching, and financial education.
Now, before we get started on today's episode, this is just a friendly reminder in order to keep our lawyers happy that in preparing this podcast, myself and any contributors have not taken into account any particular person's objectives, financial situation, or needs. So before acting on any of this information, you should consider its relevance to your personal circumstances. And if required, seek the assistance of a licensed professional. Hey, what's up? It's Ross Murray. Welcome back to another episode of More Than Money. On this podcast, I have real conversations about lifestyle, money, and business. Sometimes I share interviews with business owners and entrepreneurs about starting their own business and their journey. Other times we do financial education and informational episodes to help you make smarter decisions with money, just like this one. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you some of the common challenges that I see business owners, be that people that have their own company or just someone who has an ABN and is a sole trader, what they deal with, which is understanding what money in their business account is spendable, what are they allowed to spend, and what money is not spendable and needs to be kept within the business account. So this is something I see impacting business owners, be that people have their own company or just an ABN, as well as people that maybe have a side hustle. So they have a regular 9-to-5 job, but then they also do something on the side. So they might have Airbnb, they might drive for Uber, or they might sell some things at the markets. And I see this happening and affecting people across the board. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you're going to have some simple steps that you can implement in your business to make sure that you stay on top of your business finances and are able to clearly understand what money in your business is yours, what money in the business account is the business's, and what money needs to be saved and withheld for the tax man. So I just want to give you a quick story about a client that I dealt with a little while ago. And he had started up a carpentry business. So he had registered for an ABN and he was a sole trader as a carpenter. Now he had been an employee working for someone else for the past 20 years. And in that time, he had never had to worry about paying tax. He had never had to worry about paying his superannuation. He just got his pay every single week from his employer. And then he decided to go out on his own, like a lot of tradies do. They obviously can see that it might be beneficial to start working for themselves, be that more flexibility from a work-life balance, or potentially earn some extra money. So this is what he did. And he registered, went on ASIC, registered for an ABN, and started invoicing clients and started working for himself. So 2 years went by, and then he got a knock on the door or got a call from the ATO saying, you owe us $50,000 in tax because you haven't paid tax for the past 2 years. Now, his defense was that no one had ever told him that he needed to pay tax, which I can sympathize with him in one regard. And while it might sound a little bit silly that he didn't know he had to pay tax, he had been an employee for the last 20 years. Not once had he ever had to pay tax. He didn't have to worry about being registered for GST. He never had to pay his own superannuation. He just got paid his wage every single week, every fortnight. So then all of a sudden, going to be an employee, be the employer, or being self-employed, he then had to worry about, or he had to pay his own tax, he had to pay his own superannuation and do all these things, which unfortunately, the one downside to the Australian system is that it's so easy to register for an ABN. It's so easy to start your own business. You can effectively do it, obviously, if you have the skills, you can effectively do it over a weekend, be registered for an ABN and start invoicing clients pretty much the next day. And this is something that I see a lot of people fall into the trap of, that just because they just start working for themselves and they don't understand the implications that come with it. They don't understand the tax they need to withhold. They don't understand the rules and regulations of running your own business or being self-employed. And this is what affected him, and obviously ended up with a large tax bill, $50,000. Didn't have the money saved up because he didn't know he needed to. And that this obviously impacted him massively financially. So he had a big tax bill, had $50,000 owing to the tax office, and is still paying that off today, 3 years later. So as I said, while that might sound like a little bit silly that he didn't know he needed to pay tax, this is something that I see affecting people every single day. And hopefully people know that they need to pay tax in some shape, way or form. However, what I see is people not saving enough or withholding enough for tax. So they know they need to pay tax. They're not sure how much they need to pay or withhold. So then they don't end up withholding enough from day one. So what I want to just go through now is tax 101. Now, bear in mind that I'm not an accountant. So before you do anything tax related, please talk to your accountant. Please talk to your bookkeeper. However, this is just an overview of the tax, not certainly the tax system, but the taxes that you need to be aware of if you are self-employed or thinking about starting your own business. So the first one is income tax. Now, this is probably the most common one that hopefully everyone knows about. And income tax is when you earn money from work. So if you're an employee or if you have been an employee, this is the tax that your employer would withhold for you. Now, again, this is probably the most common one. So if you earn money from work, you need to pay tax on that income in Australia. So the amount of tax you pay will depend on how much you earn. Or in this case, if you're self-employed, how much you pay yourself from your business. So there's two things that come into it when you are self-employed. So it's either you're going to pay yourself a wage and then you need to pay tax on the money that you take out of the business personally as a wage, or the amount of money that you spend in your business that is not tax deductible or not business related expense. Now, what I mean by that is if you go and buy personal clothing, you go and buy shoes or something that is completely unrelated to your business, it's not a business expense. Now, even though you paid for it out of the business account, even though you paid for it on the business credit card or business debit card, if it's not a deductible expense to the business, it has nothing to relate to working in the business or running of the business, then that's going to get added to your personal tax. So then that means you need to pay income tax on that. So that will get added on top of any salary or income you take out of your business. So again, if you've been an employee before, this is what you would see on your payslip. You would see your gross income, what your agreed salary is. You'd see that, and then the tax would be taken out of there. And then what you'd see in your bank account is your net earnings. So this would be after tax, what comes into your bank account on a weekly or fortnightly basis. So what happens when you lodge your tax return at the end of the financial year? The tax office will calculate how much income you've earned throughout that year. And they will take off any deductions that you're eligible to claim. So whether that's your phone or your car or any protective clothing, those kinds of general deductions. And then that'll determine how much tax you need to pay depending on your income, less deductions. They'll work out how much you need to pay. Now, in Australia, the more you earn, then the more you are taxed. And that's just how the system is set up. Once they go through that exercise, they'll determine, in this case, let's say you owe in tax $20,000. So if you're an employee and you're working for someone else, they'll say, hey, you owe us $20,000. However, your employer, your boss, has already withheld or paid for you $22,000. So in that case, they've withheld an extra $2,000 than what you have to pay for that financial year. So then you'd be entitled to a tax refund of $2,000. You owe $20,000, your employer's already paid $22,000. So then you'll be entitled to a refund. Now, just a little caveat to that, probably not related to this episode, but you don't always get a tax refund. So this is a misconception that I feel a lot of people deal with, where that they think that they automatically get a tax refund because each year they get a refund. So then they just assume that's how it works. You always get a tax refund. However, it's not the case. So if you owe $20,000 and your employer has only withheld $15,000 for you, then you owe the tax office the difference. So you would owe them $5,000. So you're not going to get a refund. You owe them $5,000. Now, how that would come up is either your employer has done something wrong, they've done the books wrong, and they haven't withheld enough for you, which can happen. So people do make mistakes. However, what's the more likely scenario is that you're either self-employed or you have a side hustle. You've been earning some extra income on the side, whether you've been driving for Uber or you've been renting out something on Airbnb, and you've earned some extra income that your employer doesn't know about. Your employer is only going to be withholding tax on the money that they pay you. What you do outside of those business hours, what other income you earn, has nothing to do with your employer. So then they're not going to know that. So then they're not going to withhold the tax for you. They're only going to withhold the tax on the income that they pay you. So if you're going away and earning all this extra income on the side, then you need to be withholding your own tax. Now, you can see how this would affect being self-employed, where you don't have someone withholding your tax for you. You are the one that needs to be withholding the tax. So if you only work for yourself, then you need to be the one withholding the tax or saving your own tax. So in the description below, I'll put a link to a tax calculator so you can figure out how much money you've earned for the financial year and how much tax that might be. Obviously, we're sitting now towards the end of April, so we're getting close to the end of financial year. So if you haven't been withholding any tax yet, I would suggest that you jump on there and work out how much tax you might need to pay for this financial year, and if possible, start saving as quick as possible if you haven't done already. So hopefully that makes sense from an income tax perspective. So if you earn money in Australia, you need to pay tax on it in most cases. And if you are self-employed, you need to be the one saving your own tax money or withholding your own tax because no one else is doing it for you. So the second type of tax that you need to be aware of if you're self-employed is GST. So that is goods and services tax. Now this only applies or is only mandatory for businesses that earn over $75,000 per year. So I have a turnover of over $75,000 per year. Once you go over that point for the financial year, you must register for GST. And there's a few extra obligations that come with that. So once you're registered for GST, you need to lodge what's called a business activity statement or a BAS statement to report how much GST you've paid and how much GST you've earned in the year or in the quarter. And then you need to pay the difference to the ATO. So that gets a little bit more technical, but if you're self-employed and you are expected or you are earning over $75,000 in turnover per financial year, then you need to be registered for GST. And the sooner you can register, if you think you're going to go over that threshold, the better. So you're not caught with a big tax bill at the end of the financial year. So the third type of tax you need to be aware of if you are self-employed or running your own business is company tax. So if you have a company, so if you're a sole trader, this won't affect you. But if you have a company and register as a company and you make a profit, then you will pay tax. For most small businesses out there, you pay a tax at 27.5% on profits. So this is only a tax on profits. Now, what I mean by making a profit in this scenario, if we take to say that you earned $500,000 in sales, you had $200,000 in expenses, and you had $100,000 in wages. So earned $500,000, you spent $200,000 in expenses, and you paid a wage of $100,000. So you had a total deductions of $300,000. Then that leaves you with $200,000 in profit. So you would be taxed only on that profit of 27.5%. So that would mean you would pay $55,000 in tax, which is 27.5% of the profit of $200,000. Which would leave you $145,000 left over, and you can either take that as a dividend or keep that in the business. And again, this is probably getting a little bit more technical than needed for this episode, but that's just to help you understand that there's the three types of tax that you need to be aware of if you are self-employed or running your own business. So there's the income tax, which is the tax that you need to withhold for any wages that you pay yourself or you pay staff. And then there's GST, so goods and services tax that you need to pay if you are registered for GST. As I said, if you earn over the $75,000 per annum in turnover, then you must be registered for GST. And then there's the company tax, which you'll pay tax on if you make a profit in your business. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of understanding of the three different types of tax you need to be aware of. So what I would suggest doing from day one or as soon as possible when starting a business, if you're not doing it already, is number one is separate your business and personal bank accounts. So this is something that I would suggest to almost every single business owner that I come across, is having a separate bank account for their business expenses and having a separate bank account for their personal expenses. So what I see far too often is everything is mixed in together. So you register for an ABN, you start a business, and you're running everything through one personal bank account. So then it makes it really hard or almost impossible to understand what money is yours, what money you need to put away for tax, what money you need to keep in there for business expenses, and everything gets mixed together. So what I would do is separate those two as much as possible. So have a separate or a different bank account for your personal expenses and have a different bank account for your business expenses. Now on the business side, which is obviously the topic of today's episode, what I would suggest is you have a minimum of two accounts. So one account being your business transaction account, and that is where people pay you, you receive income, and that's where you pay out expenses or pay wages. And then the separate second account I would have for your tax savings. So you can label this the tax man's account, or tax savings account, whatever you want to label it. The purpose of this account is for those tax savings that we talked about. Now, you need to think about and sort out your tax as soon as possible, because as I've said throughout this episode, this is something that affects so many business owners that I come across. And if they don't get this right from year one, then they're on the back step and they're forever chasing themselves year after year, trying to play catch up with their tax. So what I would suggest is that you check with your accountant or your bookkeeper exactly how much money you need to be putting away into this separate account. But as a general rule of thumb, if you're not saving any money at the moment for tax, I would say start with at least 30% on all business income. What that would look like is if you invoiced a client or received $1,000 in income, then take 30% of that, so $300, and put that into your tax man's account. And that is not to be touched. That is purely for tax savings, and you're not allowed to touch that money. So then if you're registered for GST or you're taking a very high wage from your business, then you might need to be withholding more. However, as I said, if you're not withholding any at the moment, a good starting point would be at least 30% put into that tax man's account on all business income. So the next thing you need to think about as soon as possible is paying your own superannuation. Once again, if you're an employee, you're working for someone else, this is something that will automatically happen. This, by law, your employer, your business owner, has to withhold or pay 9.5% of your income into your superannuation account. And now that's mandatory. So what we usually find or what we usually see is when people register or set up their own business or start working for themselves, they don't pay themselves superannuation because cash flow is tight, which I can completely understand. Being a business owner myself, cash flow can be really hard, can be really tight. So it's another expense or another thing you need to think about. However, if you were working for someone else, this would be happening automatically. So you need to think about it from that perspective to say, okay, it shouldn't be any different. The tax should be getting withheld. Your super should be getting paid just as if you were working for someone else. Now, if you're an employee of your own company, then this is mandatory anyway. So if you have a good bookkeeper or good accountant, they would be making sure you're doing this anyway. But when you're a sole trader and you have the option whether you withhold tax and withhold superannuation, then what we find is most people don't do this. So what I would suggest is as soon as possible, ideally from day one, start paying yourself superannuation. So a couple of final tips for today's episode to help you stay on top of your business and your business finances is, number one is to get your business financially organized. Now, what I mean by that is if you've been running a business for a little while, you would have obviously been dealt with the ups and downs that come with being self-employed, and it might not be super clear, or you might have forgotten that core reason why you decided to start that business. So what was that initial goal you had of what you wanted to achieve in your business? So it's always a good idea to go back and revisit that, or if you have never thought about that, just work through and say, well, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself under this stress? Why am I dealing with all these challenges that come with being a business owner or being self-employed? I'm sure most people would feel it at some times that it would be easier just to go back and work for someone or go back and work for someone else. So it's always good to revisit that and really get clear on what you want to achieve in your business and why. So what are those business goals? Number two is to clearly understand what you earn and what you spend in your business. So what is the business revenue? What's coming in the door on a weekly or monthly basis? And then what's going out in expenses? So it's really easy to lose track of those expenses because as a business owner, there's obviously expenses coming left, right, and center. The bills never seem to stop coming in the door. So it's always a good idea to, on a monthly or quarterly basis, to go back and review your income and review expenses to understand what is exactly happening in the business. So what's going on? Are we making income? Are we losing money? Have we got expenses that we can cut back on? Can we increase our prices, what needs to happen. Then number three is to understand what do you own in your business. So what assets do you have, whether you have stock or whether you have vehicles, whether you have a business premises, if you've got a buildup of goodwill, what do you own in your business? What is your business worth? And then on top of that, what do you owe in your business? So what debts do you have? Have you got credit card outstanding? Do you have any business loans, any business lines of credit? Do you have any tax debt owing to the ATO? Have you got any income tax that you need to be withholding that you haven't been? All those types of things will help you get a good grasp on what's happening in your business. And then the next thing would be looking at who's helping you. So who's helping you and what do they do for you? So if you have an accountant, going to them and saying, okay, I know you do my tax at the end of the year, but exactly what else do I do? How much do I pay you? What else can you be doing for me? And understanding clearly what does that look like? What help can you get? If you have a bookkeeper, do the same thing. Say, okay, you need to understand what are they doing for you and what are you getting in return? What I usually find is that people have a bookkeeper or have an accountant, but they don't really understand what they do. So you are in charge of your business. You need to make sure that you understand exactly what everyone's doing for you and if you're getting value from them. So it's really important to have that conversation with them and say, look, I know you do this for me. Can you just explain to me exactly what you do? Like I send through this BAS bill or I send through this BAS statement each quarter, or you tell me to do these things for tax, but I don't really understand it. Can you just explain to me so I can understand exactly what you do for me every single month? A couple of other things to think about is one of the questions I get asked regularly from self-employed clients is, how much should I be paying myself? And I always flip that and turn it back to them and say, well, how much do you need to be paying yourself? And what I mean by that is, do you understand your personal expenses? Again, we're separating things. We've got your business and you've got your personal. So by understanding what your personal expenses are and what your personal goals are on the personal side, this then determines how much money you need to be paying yourself from your business. So once you go through a personal budget and personal expenses to figure out how much income you need to pay rent, pay mortgage, put food on the table, pay utilities, all that kind of stuff, then we can look back and reverse engineer it and go to look at your business and say, okay, well, I need to be paying myself a wage of $75,000 a year. I need to be paying myself $150,000 a year to cover my personal expenses. Now, obviously, if that's not possible in your business, then you can work through and say, okay, well, how much do I need to be earning? What income do I need to be earning in my business? Once you take out tax, once you take out super, once you take out business expenses, to then pay myself a wage. So you can start working back once you understand your personal financial position to then work back through to your business to figure out and set those revenue targets. I would also, where possible, start paying yourself a regular wage. So this helps with cash flow on the personal side and can also help to understand and get the flow through on the business front. So start paying yourself a regular wage from your business from day one, if possible, whether that's a weekly wage or a fortnightly wage, even if it's a small amount to start off with. Again, thinking about it from a perspective of, if you're working for someone else, if you're an employee of someone else's business, what would happen? You'd be getting regular wage, they would be withholding tax for you, they would be withholding superannuation for you. So where possible, and I know this is easier said than done, but where possible, you want to try and set that up so it's as if you're an employee of your own business. So a quick recap on today's episode. Number one, separate your business and personal bank accounts. Separate the two, have a separate bank account for your personal expenses, have a separate business bank account for your business expenses, and make sure you take and switch over all your business expenses to come out of the correct accounts so you're not paying for business expenses out of your personal account. Separate the two. Start withholding tax and saving tax into a separate tax account so you don't end up with a large tax bill at the end of the financial year. And where possible, set up and start paying yourself your superannuation that you're entitled to. So thanks for listening to today's episode of More Than Money. A couple of things before I let you go. If you have a financial question that you want answered on the show, be sure to follow the description links below and ask your question, and I'll do my best to answer it on a future episode. And finally, if you need extra help or have any questions about your personal financial circumstances, we offer a complimentary chat at More Time Financial. So follow the links in the description below to book in a time to chat with myself or one of the team at More Time Financial. Hope you have a great week.
If you've enjoyed this episode of More Than Money, make sure that you subscribe to keep up to date with all of the latest episodes. And feel free to like, comment, and share with a friend.